Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 285, the pre-E3 spectacular. And I'm your host, GBD, in Tokyo, Japan. And I am joined by the one, the only, Neil Young.
I've been a miner for a... Oh, that's terrible.
That was terrible.
I need the guitar again. That was terrible.
And Shipwreck is here.
Hello, I'm in Ohio, also related to Neil Young.
Yeah, Wombat was just serenading us before the show with his acoustic guitar playing and Neil Young skills. I was impressed, actually, I have to say. I was singing along.
Well, you know, when you don't want to be a jerk, sometimes you could have fun.
Wait, what?
You know, because I know you were going into it with the negativity, so I had to turn you around. But if you went into it with a sense of, oh, this could be fun, you would have had even more fun.
Or I would have been really disappointed. Right. I think my attitude was the correct one. Because I came out happy. And it's all about...
That's true.
And you came out happy. Everybody won.
Everybody, except for Shipwreck.
Right.
I didn't have to hear it, so I won, too.
No, it was pretty good. So welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of things to talk about. I mean, we're leaving for E3 in like 2 days. Something crazy like that. And so we're going to talk about E3. We're going to talk about my new gaming PC that I got. It's up and running. And it's big, dude. Something went wrong in the design process, and I wound up with a giant fucking computer.
UNIVAC.
It's basically UNIVAC. I went for, you know, parts shopping with my friend Campin Kev, who was putting together the PC for me. And we went on a pre-scouting mission to the store. And we looked at one of the things we did. We looked at the different case sizes. And we agreed upon what I thought was a reasonable size for a computer. And I got an email after I had ordered. He put together a wish list of all the parts that he thought would be good. And I ordered them all to his house. And I got a message from him after the case arrived. And he basically said, well, the case is a little bigger than I thought it was. It's gigantic, dude. It's a Corsair, like, full-size tower. I already stubbed my toe against it, and it took a big chunk off of my toe. It's solid, dude. But we're up and running. I mean, I guess I'll talk about the games later because it's too much. But I have a huge fucking computer in my office, and I have to now I have to get that giant desk that I talked about last week, because I need to hide this computer under something giant, because it just looks really out of place.
What does your wife think of the giant computer?
She just like couldn't believe it when it came into the house, because I told her it was going to be big. But you I mean, Wombat, you know what a, in your mind's eye, when you think of a home PC, just double it. And that's basically what I have.
Now, you're talking about double thick or double height?
Both.
Or both?
Pretty much both. It's pretty large.
My wife wants to know if we're talking about a computer or a penis.
It's definitely a computer. It would kill you if it was a penis. If this fell on you, you would die.
Yikes.
If this was on your desk and you were on the floor and it fell on you, it would just kill you. And the computer would be fine. Computer wouldn't have a scratch on it. But
so why is it so big? I don't understand.
He got this, the motherboard that he wanted to get. He couldn't confirm that it was going to fit in the smaller version of this case. You know, this case comes in different sizes, this particular model. And he just couldn't confirm that it was going to fit. He was worried that he'd have to saw a piece off of the motherboard to get it to fit. So
that sounds acceptable. What's wrong with that?
Looking at, yeah, I mean, it's cool though. I mean, it's got a big window on the side of it.
So how many LEDs does it have?
It's very classy. It's not that kind of computer. It's very classy looking. It just has the window on the side. But other than that, it's very...
Does it have rims? Do you have rims on it?
No.
Spinners?
It has spinners. They're called fans. And it has two big ones on the top.
Did you get that window tinted yet?
No, it's not tinted. It has liquid cooling, though, you'll be happy to know. 16 gigabytes of RAM. It's got, I mean, I guess I got to tell people what it has, right? Because they want to know. It has a i7 3.2 processor, which is good, I think. It's all very high end, top of the line. People were asking me to run the 3D mark test and give you the score, but you have to pay for that. Fuck that. I'm not paying for a test.
How much is it?
It was like $25 or something.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah.
Or more even. Yeah. They'll let you do like the basic test at a 720p, which is pointless. But we bought, so remember, if you remember, the goal was to be able to play this thing in my living room while having the PC in my office. So I bought this IO Data HDMI wireless transmitter. It was about $200, a little less, I guess, maybe 180. And dude, the thing works perfectly. You just plug the HDMI in from the PC and then the receiver goes to your TV. It brings the audio and sound in full 1080p. It looks perfect. We were playing Diablo last night. I mean,
and you use your Xbox controller or like a wireless mouse and keyboard?
You could do both. So like for Diablo doesn't really support controllers, so you have to use mouse and keyboard. But I bought a Logitech G700 wireless mouse. It works great from the other room. I mean, it has to go through one wall, and I would say it's maybe 10 feet. 12 feet tops, distance from the PC. But it's amazing. I mean, I was playing Tribes on the 60-inch screen. It's really perfect. I suck at it, but Tribes, I mean, I don't know. You guys, Shipwrecks, your PC didn't come in yet, so we can't even really talk about all these games. What's going on with your PC?
They're still gathering parts, I think.
Have they responded to you personally?
They still have not sent me an email. I called them, their customer service line yesterday.
Okay.
I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see, hey, what's going on? And they told me the issue was that the RAM that I ordered was out of stock.
Oh.
And that should be in stock within the next couple of days. And they upgraded me to the 3-day shipping.
No, they need to upgrade your RAM and shit.
I just want it. Like, as long as it's coming, I'm fine with that. They've just, iBuyPower has not done a good job of updating me on what is going on. Because I purchased this on the 15th and my payment went through on the 16th. And then I heard nothing from them for 2 weeks. So
weird.
I'm hoping I come home from E3 and I have a PC that I don't know what to do with in my house.
The problem is they should have told you when you were ordering it that the RAM was out of stock. How do they not know that they're going to be out of RAM, that type of RAM?
Yeah, the estimator, it should have been at my house by now, like if it went by the estimate when I ordered it.
Right.
And I'm fine. I understand that stuff could be out of stock. You're just picking from a list of stuff. And I got 2 8-gigabyte RAM chips.
Yep.
That's what they're called, right? Is that what you would call them, Wombat?
I thought they were cards. Are they cards or are they chips?
They're actually called, aren't they called like SIMs or DIMs or something?
They could be one of those. Those are
why
two
don't you
things.
Just admit that you don't know and we'll move on.
They used to be called SIMs. Now, this is when I used to be into PC gaming and I just don't know what they're called anymore.
And they were SODIMs for a while.
Right.
I bought some SODIMs.
JizNims. Remember the JizNims?
Yep.
Slim Jims.
I think that's the problem. They're all out of JizNims.
JizNims. You should have went for the JizNakums.
So if they're not lying to me, which I'm not entirely sure that they're not lying to me yet.
Right.
It should be in sometime during E3 week.
Gotcha.
So we can talk about it after then.
Okay. I mean, it should
be good.
I don't know what else to really say about my PC. I mean, it's interesting to get back into using a PC after basically being all Mac for 5 years. It's, you know, it's annoying having to do all this driver updating and things just don't work like they should. You know, Steam, for some reason, Steam likes to crash when I load it, you know, a fair percentage of the time. But other than that, Steam is awesome. I mean, you get those awesome deals and it's just so easy. But if it doesn't launch, I can't even play the single player games while I'm at. You understand what I'm saying? Because of the DRM.
Yeah, that sucks.
So I wanted to play Legend of Grimrock and I wouldn't connect to Steam. I couldn't play.
What's Legend of Grimrock? Is that a Transformers game?
Grim I wrote Legend of Grimlock. It's Grimrock.
You wrote Legend of Grimlock on the thing. I'm like, is that a Transformers game I don't know about?
It's Grimrock. It's a 3D dungeon crawl.
It's a Grimlock game.
I'm already less interested.
It's like Wizardry. Do you remember Wizardry back in the day? It's like that.
It's isometric?
It's a throwback game, 3D game though, grid-based Wizardry clone, basically. It's cool though. I've only played probably 45 minutes of it, but it seems really cool so far. It's got a really...
Are you going to buy that that new Humble Indie bundle that has all those top-tier games on it?
I haven't really looked at it yet. I haven't had time. I saw
it's all games you already own.
That's what I thought. I saw it had Limbo in it and something else that I already had. And Sorcery, right? Sword and Sorcery.
And yes. Bastion.
I have all these games.
And Psychonauts.
Psychonauts and Amnesia.
Right. So yeah.
It's a good bundle.
Yeah, I just have all the games.
Right.
But Legend of Grimrock is pretty cool. Tribes, of course, as you know, I used to love Tribes. And to go back and play this Tribes, I mean, it's first of all, they did an amazing job. Hi-Rez Studios did an amazing job with this game. I mean, it's pure Tribes. It feels so much like Tribes. But the big difference from the last Tribes game that I've played, which I didn't really play Tribes 2 because my PC wasn't good enough to play it. But I played the PS2 one and the original one, is the skiing now is so fast. When you push the space bar down, it eliminates all friction from the game. So you can be sort of just sliding on flat terrain. So it's really all about the skiing in this Tribes. I think Wombat would have a really hard time with it because it's so complicated. That skiing mechanic. I mean, for me, like I'm having a hard time with it, and I'm used to playing Tribes a lot. But it seems very advanced to me. But they did an amazing job with the game and the whole leveling up. And it's free to play. But I did give them $50 to get all that gold. But yeah, PC gaming. Woo! Woohoo! And I did try Battlefield 3 with all the settings maxed out. The campaign mode. It does look amazing, as you'd imagine. So, and Diablo, we only played like half an hour. So I don't really know what to tell you. It looks great, but it's, you know, click on the bad guys and stuff comes out of your guy and kills the bad guy.
I spent like $1,500 to do that.
Yeah, so. Basically. I don't know how impressed you're going to be, because at the end of the day, it really seems to just be that. But like I said, I've only played half hour, maybe 45 minutes of that. So we'll see. We'll see. I did read in your Twitter ship that you finally saw Drive.
I did. I don't know why I did, but I came home and I think I just didn't feel like playing anything. So I watched Drive since it's on Netflix now, and everyone on Twitter had been telling me there's no excuse not to watch it now. I didn't really like it.
I didn't really like it either. I never said that I really liked it that much. I just wanted you to watch it because I wanted to talk about it with you.
Okay. I think what Drive does well happens in like the first 15 minutes of the movie. The whole like getaway scene.
It's awesome, right?
Is really cool. And then it has some good ultra violent like scenes later on.
But even that, and like then, I thought like the violence was so ridiculous. Like it was just too much. Like why does he need to step on this person's head in front of his quote-unquote girlfriend? Like, you beat the shit out of the guy. The guy's done, right? He's not a threat anymore. Do you need to crush his skull with your foot in front of your girlfriend?
Well, are you asking me personally, do I need to?
Does anybody?
I think I kind of do.
Your girlfriend is obviously frightened. You've been attacked.
Now, is the guy ever going to get up again?
You mean before I crush his skull?
Yes.
He'll probably get up again if I don't crush his skull. Not in the near future, though.
I'm going to go with a skull crush.
Skull crush in front of your girl. In an elevator.
Also, you know, I need to show her what I can do.
Right. Okay.
This guy who worries like all of a buck 50, maybe.
The guy who what?
Ryan Gosling. He looks like he weighs like a buck 50.
Right. Yeah. He kicks a lot of ass in the movie.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I get why people like it.
You know,
a little
abs,
bit, but...
abs give you super strength.
I guess. I wouldn't know about that.
I wouldn't. That's what I've read.
Right.
I don't know from experience.
I like this jacket. I like this jacket.
I didn't even like the jacket because I thought, like, here's a guy who's a criminal and he's trying to, like, you know, you see him, like, make some moves in the beginning, that opening sequence. You see how slick he is. He wants to keep a low profile, but he wears this scorpion jacket that you've never seen before that is easily identifiable by anybody who's ever seen it once. You think he would try to keep it cool. You also think he wouldn't want to get stabbed. But he seems to be fine with getting stabbed at some point. But I don't know. He seems, there's a scene where he's, you know, he's going to get stabbed. And he just is like, all right, stab me. I like it.
Yeah. Like, the soundtrack is like the big selling point for this movie, too.
But it's too, like, much.
It is too much. Like, it's a weird thing where, like, there's basically nothing going on a lot in this movie. Like, Ryan Gosling stares at stuff.
And you're listening to the same song over and over again.
You're just listening to this music over and over again. And it's like, it like really gets intense music, but there's just like nothing happening. And then when there's actually stuff happening, there's no music.
Right.
It's, I don't know. It just frustrated me the whole time I was watching it. And I guess that's a positive because it did get a reaction out of me.
Mrs. Cheapy and I didn't like it. I mean, we wanted to really like it and we loved like some parts of it, but overall, I remember one part in the movie where just this song comes on and it's so like feminine and it's about, you know, Ryan Gosling, right? I don't know if it's the real hero song that you hear over and over again, but it just seems so awkward and it's just blasting full volume during the movie and nothing is happening. And you're like, why is this happening to me? But I don't know. That opening scene, you should just watch the opening scene and the credits in the beginning and then turn it off. And it's the best music video ever. Pretty much. We should recreate that opening scene during the Stanley Cup.
Okay, I don't understand how that works, but...
We just rent... All we got to do is rent a Chevy... what was that? An Impala.
What does that have to do with the Stanley Cup, though?
Because it was during a Lakers game, and so there'll be a game...
Oh, that's right. It was.
There'll be his whole... His whole thing is that he drives into the sporting event to hide, and we can do that. Yes.
So what's this other movie that's here? Sex Slaves?
Yes, I have a recommendation for everybody who has Netflix. There's a documentary called Sex Slaves. It's one of those CNBC, like 45-minute jobs. You know, there's two of these on Netflix. One of them is like 4 or 5 episodes. I only watched, I guess is just what is a compilation of... the other one. But yeah, you learn about basically how when you go to a massage parlor and get a hand job from like a Korean girl, that you're basically supporting sex slavery because these girls come to the country and then like some woman just takes their passport and they can't leave. They can't, and they don't get paid. They basically have to stay in their in this
I've never done
parlor.
That.
You've never gotten a hand job at a massage parlor?
No.
No, I haven't either. But I know people that have done that.
What? You like to watch really depressing crap.
It wasn't depressing.
Seriously,
it was interesting.
You need to change what you watch. You need to watch things that are a little more uplifting.
I didn't find it depressing. I thought it was interesting. I learned something. I learned about this underground industry. I learned that it's not cool to get hand jobs from these places because you're supporting basically the imprisonment of young immigrant women. You know, and it was interesting. I recommend it. 45 minutes. Also, the cruise one is good, too. The CNBC Business cruise one is pretty good. You saw Dark Shadows, Ship?
I did. I've been going to the Tuesday movies every week at my movie theater now that I know that they have $5 tickets.
By yourself?
No, Mrs. Ship went and watched this one with me.
Okay.
But if she's not available, I have no qualms with going to the movie theater by myself.
Right.
So Mrs. Ship and I watched Dark Shadows, and there were 4 other people in the theater.
Right.
On a Tuesday night. It was great. Dark Shadows isn't very good. It's
too bad because the trailer looks cool.
The trailer, every joke in the trailer is all the jokes that are in the movie.
Right.
And then it just kind of meanders the entire movie. And you just kind of like, you sit there and watch it and you just get done and then you walk out of the theater. And that's.
Well, we had this conversation earlier this week that Tim Burton, not so great.
Anymore.
Ever, really.
What do you mean ever? Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
I'm
going to
say, he had a string of some very good movies. Pee Wee's Big Adventure is amazing.
Batman.
Beetlejuice. Batman does not hold up. I actually watched Batman because it was on TV.
I bet that it doesn't hold up. I'm not surprised.
I watched it on Saturday. At the point where I'm watching things going, where I realize, oh, wait, Bruce Wayne just raped Vicki Vale. Oh, Batman just waited because he knew that Vicki Vale was going to the museum. He knew she was there.
Right.
But he waited for everyone in the museum to get knocked out with gas, then watched as the Joker defaced probably hundreds of millions of dollars worth of priceless artwork.
Right.
And then jumps through the glass ceiling.
He ruins, right, right.
As if there wasn't a door. This museum is never going to open again.
But it looks cool, though.
Exactly.
It looks really cool.
How do I impress the blonde girl I raped last night?
Dude, but when you saw this, when did this movie come out?
89. I thought Batman 89. In 89, I thought it was the greatest movie ever made.
I remember driving home from seeing the movie with my friend Sean Sussman in my Dodge Shadow Turbo. And we were so fired up from the movie. I think I even had the soundtrack. I had bought the soundtrack. So we were listening to the soundtrack in the car on the way home. And I remember getting off the exit ramp It was the Meadowbrook Parkway.
Okay.
And I did a 360 on the off ramp by accident because it had rained. And just totally by accident just spun right out, full 360. But it was perfect. Like, I didn't hit anything. It was great. All while the Batman soundtrack is playing. Da-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na. And it was awesome. And we just had a great time.
Yeah. But watch it again.
Yeah,
watch it again. It's not that it's the worst movie ever made. It's not awful. But you watch it and you're like, wow, this is, now that I'm older, this is pretty dumb.
Well, if you remember, in those days, those comic book movies weren't really taken seriously. They were supposed to be... You know, kind of family friendly, although that one's not so much. But they were supposed to be kind of funny and, it was sort of jokey.
You know what, though? You could do that if you watch the Marvel movies. They're more family friendly than this Batman is. And probably more comic booky, but they're just better movies.
Hmm. Well, it's much later. I mean, this is what provided for Marvel to make the better movies.
That is true. I will give you that.
I mean, this brought it out and made it like a viable, profitable business to make these superhero movies.
Right. We also have things like, Tim Burton, does not like comic books, which I don't think helped.
Right. That's probably not a good combination. Okay. Wow. We're already so far into the show and we haven't really...
We talked about you and your PC, so that counts.
Right. It's sitting right next to me right now, giving me ball cancer.
Nice.
I would love to do the podcast from the PC, but the fans, it's not incredibly noisy, but compared to an iMac, which is silent, it is noisy. So what do I hear? Some show feedback? Yes, we need to clear that. We need to clear this up last week, Wombat. I made two mistakes. Well, and I guess Corvin wrote about talking about that Chrome Xbox 360 controller that I bought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's you asked about different colors. I didn't realize that it came in different colors, and I poo-pooed you, Wombat, but dead
on. What was that? I'm sorry.
You were dead on.
Yeah, it happens every 285 shows.
There are several different colored Chrome controllers, and I guess so they're retail. The silver one is at Best Buy, the red one is at Walmart, and the blue one is at GameStop.
And I looked at the blue one, and yes. I almost picked it up.
Right. Thank you, Corvin, by the way, for...
Yes, thank you. You know, the problem with that controller is that it doesn't come with a rechargeable battery pack.
Right, right.
And I don't want to use AA batteries. I'd rather use my rechargeable battery packs. Both of mine I've had since launch, and both of mine are dying.
Yeah, you can't use those. So you can just use regular rechargeables in there. Just buy rechargeable batteries and put them in there.
I know, but,
Because that's all those Microsoft battery packs are. If you crack them open, there's just two rechargeable batteries in there. There's two double.
Sure, if you want to do it the easy way.
But those, they die after like a year or two. 2 years, I'd say. They don't
five
hold a
years.
Charge.
5 years.
5 years. Yeah, well, after 5 years, forget it. Probably play for a half an hour.
That's about right.
Other show feedback, Wombat.
I like this one because it made me laugh. Chase Amazon says, Chibi, can you clarify how much you paid for last year's party?
No. I can tell you what I paid for my wedding, though.
I think you've said that on the show before.
Oh.
Who asked that kind of question? Don't ask questions like that, Chase right. Amazon.
But then he says, well, ask the other part. The other part's good.
Okay. Also, what makes you feel gross about paying for the party? Was it the fact that the owner of the bar was drunk when you had to pay him?
It wasn't that I feel gross about paying for him. Although, yeah, when the owner was shit-faced, like before I even, you know, at 9 o'clock, the owner was shit-faced. Forget about when I paid him. By the time I paid him, he was pickled. But I don't know. It just, that was part of it, I guess. Part of the fact is, like, I just don't know who's coming. Like, I don't know if it's just random LA people coming to get free drinks. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure most of the people were gamers.
It's mostly been nerds.
Yeah.
They,
yeah. I don't know. I didn't.
Remember the old lawyer?
Right. I remember the guy who was excited that he bought, was buying $25 scotch. And he's holding him up.
That was fun.
Classy. The gaming lawyer, right? Isn't that his name?
Yep. That was it. He was the gaming lawyer.
But I don't know. It felt like a waste of money. I felt like I could be doing something better with that money. Although we haven't planned anything for this year's E3 still. And people didn't really like the movie idea, huh?
I saw. No, no one liked it.
Yeah. Mrs. Chibi didn't like it either. Wow. I looked to see if I could find an arcade that I could rent out there, but I couldn't. I thought I found one and I wrote them. They never wrote me back. But I don't know. Are there any arcades out there, people of LA?
That would be fun. I mean, we did that one in New York. Wombat and I did that one time.
Yes, we did. That was a fun time.
There must be a Dave and Buster's around there somewhere.
Yeah, take a look. That would be fun. That's
running
doable.
Running out of time, though. What day is the best day, Shipwreck, for us to do something?
Is it Wednesday night?
Wednesday or Thursday night would be be fine, I think.
Yeah, Thursday probably the best. Yeah, I don't want to say what I paid for the party. I just say it was a lot more than my wedding, and it was less than probably a bar mitzvah would cost. More than my bar mitzvah, but less than probably Wombat's bar mitzvah.
Mine wasn't that expensive.
It wasn't? Where'd you have your bar mitzvah?
No, at the temple.
Oh, okay.
It was cheap.
What was the theme of your bar mitzvah?
I want to say television.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think mine was too. Mine was cars.
There you go.
It was almost
these
television.
Have themes?
Yeah,
they have themes. My brother's was magic.
You have to have a theme, Shipwreck. I will tell you why you have to have a theme. Because when you're decorating the tables for the bar mitzvah, like at the reception, you need to have like a centerpiece or something on the table. Okay. I mean, I guess you could just have like flowers or something. But if you have a theme, you could have like a computer on your table or an Xbox on your table or cars.
Yeah, like my bar mitzvah, to put an example, to give it also to date it, which I think would have been 1990.
You had Alf on your table?
There was a Simpsons table and there was a Cheers table.
Right.
And yeah, those are the only two that are sticking out in my mind right now. But I think there was a
dinosaurs table.
I don't think there was dinosaurs in 1990, was there? It might have been like 92.
There were no dinosaurs, you're saying?
Dinosaurs the show.
Oh.
Not the mama. Oh.
I thought you meant the concept of dinosaurs.
No.
You usually get a gift at the end of the bar mitzvah. So usually you'll have a theme-based gift. Pretty stupid, huh? Total waste of money. I went to some bar mitzvahs that you would like just throw up from seeing the amount of money that was spent.
I went to a bar mitzvah that had the entire Stanley Cup winning 1984 Islanders at it. That
there
was
you
the
go.
Other,
who was
that?
This?
Was last year they won, right?
This is just a birthday party, right?
Yes, but okay. That's
no. You
but
become
there
a man.
I was
you become, you're
hanging out with
a
Bobby
man.
Nystrom and Brian Trottier.
How long ago was this?
This was in 1990.
Oh wow! Who was this?
This is a kid I went to high school with.
And his dad paid each of the players probably
to show up at and basically eat a free dinner and drink all the booze they wanted.
Wow, must have been.
They
a lot
must
of money.
Have all been drunk. I mean, my 13-year-old mind wouldn't have known, but they had to have all been drunk.
Well, they're hockey players.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, well, we've taught you a lot about bar mitzvahs in this episode of the CatCast. All right, so we move on to new releases.
Certainly. Oh,
there aren't really any, but go for it.
There's a couple as we wait for techgaming.com to load.
Oh, yeah, they've been having site problems.
There we go. It's up. Thank you, Tech Gaming, for providing us with our new releases.
Woo!
Dirt Showdown came out. I know, Cheapy, you played the demo of that.
Yeah, it seems pretty good. It seems like if you're looking for an action racer with collisions and stunts. Well, stunts? No, no stunts in that one. But, smashing. Demolition Derby.
Smashing's good. I played a lot of the Xbox Live Arcade and PSN release Mad Riders, which is developed by Techland, the people behind Dead Island.
Hmm.
And this is a 4x4 racing game, like a ATV racing game.
Okay.
It reminds me of, Nailed. Remember that Nailed game by South Peak?
Yes.
It's super fast. It looks nice because it seems like maybe uses some of the same engine as Dead Island. Some of them has that tropical feel to the tracks and everything. For $10, it seems pretty solid because as you go on, you get new tricks that you can perform and you pick up power-ups on the course to give you boost. And like you can launch up in the air and there's like targets that you can land on to like up your boost level and everything like that. So, and you level up and stuff. So I've enjoyed the probably 2 or 3 hours I've played of it.
Okay, cool.
It's got online multiplier and everything. So I think you should check it out, Chibi, because
I like
you're more of a racing guy.
I am. All right. So
Ty might like that one too.
Okay.
It's really fast though. Like it takes probably 3 or 4 races for you to adjust to the speed because I was playing, some of the Joyride game as well.
Okay.
And the speed difference between those two is pretty like significant. But the Joyride thing, have you played any more of that?
No, I haven't.
The stunt like area is kind of cool.
Yeah,
like,
I played that. It seemed cool.
Yeah, getting all the trophies and everything and like going for all the different lines and kind of exploring. That one's kind of neat for $10 as well. Let's see. Did anything else come out? Oh, for the Vita. We have Vita releases.
Vita!
Resistance Burning Skies came out.
I saw it got bad reviews.
Yeah, it did not do so well. I downloaded the demo because I'm going to try it out, but I didn't have high expectations for it going in, I don't think. Because there's Resistance 3 was the only Resistance game that I liked to begin with, and they gave this off to a different developer, so I don't know.
Hmm. All right.
But I did see the demo for, what's that other one? The Gravity game. Gravity Rush? Is that what it's called?
It's Days here. Maybe Rush in America?
I think that's right. That came out, and so my Vita is downloading that right now.
Aha,
so I'm looking forward to try that. Good. I've heard good things about that one. And Max Payne 3 came out for the PC.
Okay.
And that's about it. Some more Sega Vintage collections came out.
What about the Batman Arkham City DLC?
I have heard not great things about
that. Oh, what's the problem?
I do not know. I just saw that people were not so happy with it.
Okay, because I thought about it. I don't have time to play it now, but maybe after E3. Okay. I don't have the time to play it now because all I do is play Tribes all day. That's what I meant.
Do you get that Saints Row content with your thing?
These I'm looking at the Saints Row content, the Maximum Pleasure and Purple Ops pack. It looks like these are compilations of previous packs. I think the Maximum Pleasure pack was like the special edition or the pre-order bonus somewhere or something. And the other one is just like a collection. I think I have some of these.
I went back to that game over the weekend. I'm wading into my backlog, which is very deep.
Ooh, this should be at the very top, yeah.
Yeah, this is, I tried to do Amalur, and it just was kind of not thrilling me, and I'm like, well, let's try something else. So I put in Saints Row. That game really is a lot of fun.
It gets better, too, as you get to the end.
That game is nuts, because I'm playing it last night. I was playing one of the ones where you have to give Professor Genki pleasure while you drive him around.
Okay.
And my wife is sitting next to me. She's like, what is this game you're playing? And why is there a giant cat in your car?
And why is GPD coming?
And why is GPD coming? And why are you dressed like a pimp in a superhero mask?
Right.
Like, because that's how I want to dress.
I want to play with you. We should play co-op.
We should play co-op. That game is a lot of fun. If you haven't played Saints Row the Third and you could find it someplace, you know, on the cheap,
it's been on sale a lot, especially on PC. It was as cheap as $16.
It's totally worth it. It is so much fun.
There's a big add-on coming on this summer.
And there's a big add-on coming this summer. So, yeah,
which I'm excited
about. How about the ones that have come out? Are any of them any good?
I would wait for the big one. For now, there's three. The it's hard for me to recommend those when the big one's coming out. I would say just wait. And you're not done yet anyway. So
no, I'm not done yet. I'm saying, yeah. But when I here's something that's weird that happened though. I did run into a glitch where I thought I unlocked something, and it's just not there. And that's kind of a bummer.
What is it?
The hover motorcycle.
It's on the roof. You have to get it from the penthouse.
I'll go see if it's there then.
You can't get it from the garage. You have to get it from
not from the
airport either. It has to be from the helipad.
See? Yep. I'm glad I brought this up.
And it's awesome, dude. Where do you get on
It's like it gave me that choice. Do you want this or do you want a hover motorcycle?
Yeah.
Like, who's going to pick the other thing? The other thing sucks. I'm on a hover bike.
Dude, the problem, what this game really needs, and I hope this is in the expansion, is they need the hover bike to also be a regular motorcycle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Not just hover, but let me have tires come out of that bad boy. And same with the cars. Give me cars where we get Back to the Future 2 action, where the
wheels fold. You want the original Nick Fury car.
I want the DeLorean from Back to the Future 2. Or the end of Back to the Future, whichever you choose.
Marty, your kids are assholes.
Okay. Who's that? Rodney Dangerfield was in
that? That was Rodney Dangerfield as the professor. In... Right. No respect, I tell you. Your kids are assholes.
All right. Is that it for the new releases?
Yeah, Saints Row. Out this week.
Should I buy? The question is,
tell me a game on that new release list that's better than Saints Row the Third.
Nothing. But
exactly.
Saints Row the Third is a great game. I spent 30 hours on it, and it felt like I played it for about 5 hours. Like,
right.
You can waste a lot of time in that game.
You can.
It's all fun.
It is all fun. Did you get the Tron car?
That's the best
car. You got that car?
I have the Tron tank.
No, you got to get the Tron car, dude. The Wraith.
Okay.
It's basically the Wraith car from the Charlie Sheen movie. The Wraith.
Is it the car with the blue lights on the side?
No, it's black. Okay. You have to beat all of the Deckers side missions, like those tunnel things.
Then no, I haven't done it yet.
Okay, you got to do that. That should be your next priority because that car is awesome. All right, so that's it for new releases. Let us move on to... Let's give a shout out to GoDaddy.com for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. Some coupon codes for you. 10% off any order, CAG 10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30. And of course, $7.49 domain registrations with coupon code CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. Yeah. All right. Now it's time for our E3 preview.
Well, one sec, because do we have contests first?
Contests?
Yeah, this is, this really isn't for everybody, but I have, I think, 9 codes for Animal Alphabet Touch and Go Learn ABCs for the iPhone. It's made by a CAG, Fuzzy Reasoning. It's for children. I downloaded it and checked it out. It's actually very cute and has a really fun little painting mode, as well as teaching kids about letters.
My son is too advanced for that. I am not interested.
Yes, it's your son is probably too old for it. Sabrina would be pushing it, but Elliot is just about there. Elliot turns 1 today. I guess some people are listening.
Oh, happy birthday, Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot is a 1-year-old now. He walks.
Excellent.
And I walk in, not talking 1-year-old.
I will say that using the iPad for educational stuff is really amazing. I mean, Ty picked up so much from using the iPad. Reading, letters, math. I mean, really, it's amazing.
Excellent. So there you go. If you want it, just mention it in the show thread that you're interested in the code.
Well, how about they get you on Twitter? Why don't they hit you up on Twitter?
Okay, hit me up on Twitter, @wombat5277, and I'll, you know, the first, I don't know, the first 9 people that I decide to give it to, that's who gets it.
Sweet, that's very, very democratic.
Whatever.
Okay, so let's talk E3 now, next week. I thought the first thing... Well, first, do we need an update from Shipwreck about appointments? Is anything going on that we need to know about? Any trends that you see in the scheduling of appointments?
Aren't you on the calendar?
The problem with the calendar for me is it's showing crazy times. It's showing, and I can't get it to show me American times.
And that's on the iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to look at the calendar.
The calendar, I mean, we're pretty full on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday we're not so full, so I figured we could actually walk around and
see what
we wanted to see.
Excellent.
We haven't done that for a while.
Gotcha.
So I think we have some good appointments. We've talked about most of the stuff last week, I think, that we had scheduled.
Yeah, we did.
I really didn't want to pack the schedule full of stuff this year.
It's too much. It makes it... You can't even pay attention to what you're looking at because you have to get to the next appointment. You're like, oh, you're always worried.
Yeah, you're always looking down at the schedule to see what you have next. And then rushing off. But yeah, it should be good this year. I'm sure we'll still be rushing like crazy to get to stuff. But.
Right. So I asked each of the guys to put together their keys to E3. What they think needs to happen at E3 for E3 to be successful for them personally. So who wants to go first?
Well, this was your idea, so you're going first.
I have to go first?
Yep.
Okay. Here are my top 9. I had a 10th one and I forgot it before I got to the computer to write it down. So there's 9. Okay. And I don't think these are in any particular order. Number 1, food trucks need to come back. Food trucks were one of the biggest surprises of E3 last year. They had a whole parking lot of them right across the street from the convention center, which means you could have decent food for lunch, even if you only had 20 minutes or 30 minutes to eat lunch, which was awesome. And furthermore, the garbage truck, which is a food truck that sells garbage plates from Rochester, needs to be there. And I have sent the guy multiple tweets making sure that he knows about E3, what the dates are, where the location is, and that he's going. So basically, I've spent more time coordinating with the garbage truck to come to E3 than really any other E3 preparation apart of, you know, getting hotels and plane tickets. You know, I spent more effort doing that than trying to get into any of the press conferences.
I think this is the least effort any of us have put into E3 so far.
Yeah, I don't know why. Why is that?
Because we don't need to put in that much effort. But we're going to go to the show. People will see us. We'll get to see everything we want to see. And we're going to, and it'll be successful. There's no reason to stress out about us going to E3. It shouldn't feel like work. For other people,
I do want to shoot more videos this year, though.
Okay.
What's that?
I want to shoot more videos this year, just of us like hanging out around the show floor and everything.
Well, okay. I think that's I won't interrupt Cheapy's big key to E3, but I think that really is going to be my biggest key to E3.
What?
To hang out and try to have fun, and for you two to have fun.
All right. Well,
I'd say that's probably the biggest difference between now and 2010. I think in 2010 when I was there, it was very serious business.
Well, can I tell you my number 5 point? My number 5 key to E3?
Tell me your number 5 key.
It says, Cheapy needs to relax and let Wombat have fun.
Exactly.
That's the number 5 point. But the number 4 point is for you, Wombat.
Okay.
And there's 3 parts to it.
I'm excited.
One, it says Wombat needs to relax. Okay.
Okay.
Number 2 says that Wombat needs to set his mooch level to moderate, which means like you don't have to try to get the free room upgrade at the hotel. You don't have to.
Well, let's clarify. It wasn't a free room upgrade for me.
Okay. You don't have to take everything that you see at the show.
I didn't do that.
You didn't. I didn't say you did. And all, well, I didn't say you couldn't. You shouldn't take anything. And I didn't say you shouldn't take anything. I just say mooch level set to moderate. That's all. Moderate.
Okay.
Moderate. It's totally reasonable, right?
It's perfectly reasonable.
And the last one, which I also think is reasonable, is Wombat can't do any of his quote unquote real work from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's on my list, too. Mine specifically says do not leave to go check on your work. That is a bummer. There will be no bummers.
I know it's a bummer. Trust me. There's nothing I want to do more than not check my work.
I'm going to amend mine. You know what? I'm going to give you some leeway. I'm going to say Wombat can do real work as long as we don't know about it.
That works for me. Done. Unfortunately, the company that I work for does need me, which is good, but, right. And it's also why, in many ways, why I tend to, and I, trust me, I completely agree with you, I tend to lose it a little bit when I'm untethered.
Right.
Because I spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I am way more responsible than probably most of our listeners and have on my shoulders.
Take a week off. This is a vacation. Take the week off.
Well, in 2010, Cheapy made it abundantly clear many times that it was not my vacation and that we were there for very important things to do.
Wait, whoa, what?
Yes, not... you. Yes, you. You were a kind of a douchebag about it.
But no. But a vacation is not doing other people's work. The problem wasn't that you were taking a vacation. The problem is that you were doing your job, your quote unquote real job, when I was paying for you to come to E3.
I wanted to do something, you'd be like, or if I wanted to see something on the show floor, be like, we're not here to see crap like that.
Okay, here's number five. Number five, Cheapy needs to relax and let Wombat have fun, right?
Yes, that's okay. Exactly.
And you
I'm saying it's a two-way street.
It's a two-way street. So I put it on my own list, so I'm aware.
I know. I'm just, okay, you know what? It's good that we're airing these grievances now.
That's why I wanted to do it now. Now Shipwreck, okay?
Yes.
Shipwreck is perfect.
I'm perfect?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
I wrote Shipwreck is perfect. Shipwreck doesn't need to do anything. Whatever he's been doing, he just keeps doing. Which means... make sarcastic jokes at the expense of other people and companies. And that's it. And make sure we get to where we're going. And that's, you know, and just hang out.
Shipwreck is like a human iPod for those who've never spent time with him. He knows where you're supposed to go and when you're supposed to be there. We'll tell you where to go and how to get there.
Right.
It's kind of like having your mom with you. It's a person with your mom and an iPod.
No.
He's a mom pod.
I wouldn't say he's an iPod.
You're an iPod, right. Chip.
So are those your nine reasons?
No, I have more. I have more. Oh, more keys. More, They're not rules. These are keys to E3.
Oh, keys. Okay.
Another key to E3 is that these booths need to get rid of this system that they had last year where there was a line for the general public. And then if you had an appointment set up at a particular booth, they would just... let you cut the entire line and people would see you. They would bring you to the front of the line or bring you right into the room past all the sort of the general admission people who had
here's the 6'4" bald guy. Don't pay attention to him. Right. As he cuts in front of you.
Right. I know you've been standing there for 2 hours, but you probably won't notice this giant, awkward bald guy cutting the entire line and cutting you. Yeah. Don't do that. Or if you do it, don't let the people see us do it. Have us in the room already. Like, they got to be a back door or something. It's embarrassing for everybody, and it makes us feel bad. And it's not fair, most of all.
I have a feeling that key will not be
met. Yes.
Met.
This one will also.
You do with keys?
Yeah.
The key's not going to do that.
The key will not be in the keyhole. Also, I have down 15 to 20 minute appointments are important, and that's not going to happen either. They're going to be much.
Some of them this year, though, are.
Oh, really?
We have several 15-minute appointments this year.
Some of these things, do you remember at the end of last year's show, I wrote a little article about things that I thought could make the show better? So a lot of these I ripped from that. Not the Wombat ones, but.
I wasn't at last year's.
I know. I also wrote, don't reshow footage at appointments that has been screened at other events.
That was on my list as well.
And no Japanese dude speaking Japanese in a room without anything else happening, where you're just listening to a Japanese guy speak Japanese for a minute and then have a guy translate him in a minute and then have the other guy speak again and then have the other guy translate.
I kind of enjoy the absurdity of those meetings.
Right. The Sega, I'm looking in your direction. When you have a guy talking about Sonic and he's just standing in front of a TV that's off in Japanese about Sonic for a long time.
And he's been doing it all day.
Like, all day.
And then the guy translating him has been translating him all day. It's like, you know what he's going to say. Just tell us.
Right. You can save
guy. Just tell us.
10 minutes of our valuable time right now if you just turned on the TV and showed the game and had the guy just saying, talking English about his game. All right. That's my keys to E3. Who's next?
Okay. I have a couple that we didn't already touch on.
Okay.
If a booth is giving away something that my children will enjoy, yes. I am taking it.
Okay.
If I wind up
E3?
At E3, if they are giving away a Skylander, I am taking that fucking Skylander.
Okay.
And I'm hugging it and I am sleeping with it.
Okay. Fine.
If they are giving away things that I think my children will enjoy and I wind up with too many things to hold, yeah. I will take a bag from somewhere. Because that's what fucking people do.
You will stick it in my bag.
Don't you
find it in the bag?
I need a bag to. If I need to put things in a bag.
Because I am the mom of the CADcast.
Exactly.
You stick it in my purse.
This is interesting. This isn't so much keys to E3 as it is a negotiation and
it is a negotiation. But that's the only reason why I would take a bag would be to hold my stuff. If I have an alternative to holding my stuff.
If you remember in 2010, you took a bag that I then took from you and stuck inside of my bag.
Yeah, and that worked. Remember.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay. Yeah. So that can happen. That's okay by everybody's.
We're fine.
Everyone's fine with that. Okay. Go on.
Yes. Because really, at this point, if I take things, it'll probably be for them.
Okay.
At 3:30, between 3:30 and 4 o'clock, I will have to call my kids. And say goodnight. Yeah. Try to say no to that one. You have the luxury of being able to call in the morning. I don't have that luxury.
Luxury, eh?
Luxury.
All right.
What if we have
appointments during then, those times?
Well, then I won't call then. I won't call during an appointment. My ringer will always be off.
Okay, good. Okay, go on.
Mm-hmm. Please try to... I will do my best to not lose control as I...
What does lose control mean?
Not go native as I have no job and no children and no house to think about for 5 days.
Wait, what does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
I mean, well, you know, I have a tendency, and I'm well aware of this, to regress when I'm not tethered by real responsibility because it's so unusual for me.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware, and especially you have a one-year-old now. I was just thinking this morning, what a fucking glorious week this is going to be for you.
But I still need to stay grounded. I can't go crazy.
But what does crazy mean? That's what I'm trying to understand. What is crazy?
I don't know. I mean, I don't drink at all anymore.
Okay, so?
So,
You're going to do crystal meth?
Exactly. What that actually means is I don't know. But
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just need to keep saying it to myself, though, so I stay somewhat...
So I don't run off
to Mexico and never return.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
We covered a lot of this already, though. If you're giving away something that I want for my children, such as, well, go stick with the Skylander example.
Yes.
Don't make me jump through hoops to get a fucking Skylander.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion? A friendly suggestion? How about you do it in a way that is like low key on the DL if it's something like crazy?
Well, that's just it. Like, you know, there are certain things I don't want. I don't want like hats that look like animals. I don't want the crazy hat. I'm not a crazy hat person. I don't need t-shirts.
What about a giant inflatable Wii controller?
Yeah, I don't need a giant inflatable Wii controller. I don't need hats that look like animals. I don't need t-shirts. I only want things that are legitimately unique and kind of awesome. Like the Bethesda zip-up sweatshirt is pretty awesome.
That's the only thing I took from that year.
Exactly.
The the first year I went to E3, I took back the paper, like the catalogs they give out, the brochures. I came with a huge like stack of them that sat in my room for like 2 years before I threw them out. So the key is to really only take things that you think you're going to use.
Exactly.
Most of the stuff, even like USB drive, all that shit, like it's just going to sit in your house forever.
I'll take the USB drives. I like the USB.
Okay, well, those are small, but
yeah, that's what I mean. You know what I'm saying. But I think you know what I'm saying. It's not about taking nothing.
Low key. The key is low key.
Exactly.
Shipwreck and I, when we roll through E3, we do it in a very low key way. Okay, and I'm not saying that you have to be us or anything like that, but that's how we do it. So if you want to be low key too, that would be good. That's all.
Whatever that means. And for those playing at home, low key for cheapy means stoned.
No, that's not what it means. It means I don't walk over to like a table with stuff on it and go, "Whoa, look at this." And then
I don't think I've ever done that.
I'm not saying that you did, but I'm just saying that I don't do that.
I don't think I've ever done
that. But some people do that. Oh, wow, look at
this. That's what they're there for.
Right. It's okay. You know what, Wombat? It's okay. Number five, Wombat. Rule number five, cheapy needs to relax and let Wombat have fun. Okay?
We're going to have fun this year. I think, guarantee we're going to have fun.
We're going to have a lot of fun this year,
yes,
actually.
I do.
I know the people that are listening to this are like, oh my God, this is going to be a disaster.
Right. No, it's not.
It's not going to be a disaster. It's actually going to be a lot of fun.
Is that the end of your list?
I think that's enough.
Okay.
Shipwreck, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. Number one on my list. If you want something off my plate of food, ask.
and then wait for me to give a reply. That's not going to happen.
That's got to happen.
I'll be honest, though. I eat very differently than I did 2 years ago, so it probably won't happen.
What does that mean?
I don't eat that much anymore.
Oh, I see.
Like quantity-wise, my portion size has gotten much smaller.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, what else, Shep?
Let's see. I used to care if you wore pants or not, but I don't care now. Wear whatever you want. I don't care.
Finally, one is not aimed at me.
No, it was you.
You wore shorts
last year too, Chibi.
Oh, yeah. I mix it up though. Don't I wear pants sometimes? I usually wear pants now, I think, because I don't think you wore pants
one day in 2000. I think you wore shorts every day.
Oh, I have cargo shorts too. See, I like cargo legwear because then I don't have to bring a bag with me. So I'm going to wear cargo pants or cargo shorts. I'm telling you that right now. But I will wear a shirt with a collar.
I'm okay with that.
I wear a shirt with a collar though.
Yes, shirts with collars are key. I like that.
Okay. What else? I do it because so you don't have to look at my giraffe neck. That's why. Because the collar.
That was the primary reason I wanted you to wear them too.
Yeah, yeah. And then my neck gets all sunburned and stuff. It's really awkward. Okay, what's next?
We pretty much covered everything on mine. I also have beer on mine.
What's that mean? More beer?
That means I want to drink beer.
You want to drink beer. Okay. More beer. Okay.
As long as there's beer involved.
Okay.
I'm good at it at E3.
Excellent. All right. So we did it. I think we laid all of our keys to E3 out on the table there for us to take in. And
Cheapy we'll doesn't do really want me to go. We understand.
No. Shit. Wombat. That you didn't get that impression from my keys to E3, did you?
No, I didn't.
Who did?
No.
Who did?
I will find out in the comments.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. CAG meetup. Yes. Yeah, still no news yet. And hockey. I don't know what to do about hockey, guys. I mean, I'm looking at the tickets right now. Let's see. The cheapest tickets are $411.
Each?
Yes, each.
Never mind. Don't worry about hockey.
Okay.
You don't want me to mooch? I'm putting my mooching on medium. Don't buy me a hockey ticket.
Okay.
If you want to go on your own, that's fine. Okay. Wombat and I can go find something else to do.
I'm going to see if I can find someone else who wants to go. On Monday would be better, right? Because we're less busy on Monday.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's just you going.
Right.
I mean,
gotcha. It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock.
If you want to go to a hockey game, don't worry about us. I would be honored to take Shipwreck out to dinner.
All right. On my dime.
No, on my own.
Woohoo! All right. Very good. Oh, some questions from Kags on E3. DManiac777 wants to know what we're looking forward to the most at E3 and what is likely to be the biggest disappointment. I will go first. It's least looking forward to at E3. Not most.
Wow. I thought that was most.
Oh. Yeah. Well, actually, Scott R. Hajek wants to know our game of show. So I'll do that first. I think Assassin's Creed 3 is insane looking. And that's got to be it. I can't imagine anything. I mean, it's coming out this year and it looks awesome. I don't know of anything else that meets those criteria. What about you guys? What game are you looking forward to the most?
Assassin's Creed 3 is up there, but I think I'm going to get more enjoyment out of Borderlands 2.
Aha.
So I want to see more of Borderlands 2, even though I kind of feel like it's going to just be more of Borderlands, but that's okay by me.
I think it should be more of Borderlands. Just not, don't make me spend money to get a storage chest.
I'm really interested to see what Dishonored is.
Yeah, I haven't really seen too much of that, so. Yeah, least looking forward to? I mean, I think my biggest disappointment is going to be the Wii U, but it's not what I'm least looking forward to because I'm hoping that it's going to be awesome. Least looking forward to.
That's tough.
That is tough.
Like you don't go into E3 like not looking forward to see something.
Right.
Unless
it's then. NBA Baller Beats.
No, I want to see that.
I'm looking forward to that.
I want to see that. It's just so absurd. You have to see
it's not the game. It's the embarrassment when someone throws a ball to me.
Oh, it's going to be when someone throws a ball. Wait till someone throws a ball to me. People have expected me to be good at basketball my entire life because I've always been tall. And they've always been disappointed. So I'm used to it.
I think my biggest disappointment will be going into a meeting room that we sit in for like an hour and are just bored.
We got to walk out. We need to walk out if that happens. Let's make it. That's the key to a new key to E3. If some meeting is way too long, we just need to have a way where we say we have another appointment. We have to go, even if we don't. But we probably
do. We did that last year.
The perfect way. Just go, excuse me, I have diarrhea.
Right. No one questions diarrhea.
No one questions. Oh, that's a really interesting point. Excuse me, I have diarrhea.
I have to go now. It's dripping down my leg.
Pardon me, I must leave now. Shipwreck, Wombat, please come with me to hold the paper.
I did get an email from Sony Online Entertainment telling us what award their games should receive. Or should be some good ideas of awards that you can give to their games, some E3 awards.
That was bad, right? I got that email too. I was like,
it just lists their games and then, you know, what awards, like, you know, Planetside would be a good for best in show. You know, best shooter, DC Universe and EverQuest. Pretty weird. They have a lot
of. It was an odd email. Like, I'm sure those games are fine. Like, have you tried Planetside? Like, is that a thing? Is that out?
It's not out yet.
You should check out. You should try playing DC Universe Online on your PC.
It's free, right?
Oh, it is free now?
Yeah.
It's free on PS3 too, though. Like,
awesome. Yeah, but it'll run better on your computer.
Yes. Porn runs really well on my computer.
So you've told me numerous times.
Yeah, no problem. HD video, no problem.
Yes.
Let's move on.
I don't want to. I was going to ask questions, but then I realized I really don't want to know the answer.
You don't. Let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff. Wow, there's a lot of stuff here.
There's a lot of stuff. I think we need to skip.
Okay, I'm going to do some real quick here. The You Don't Know Jack on Facebook game is awesome. You got to play You Don't Know Jack on Facebook. I'm talking to you and Wombat. I mean, Shipwreck and Wombat. You have to play so we can play together. It's really fun. What about the ones you put on there, Wombat? Yours look more interesting.
Well, some of the stuff was put in on here by Shipwreck, but I'll start with Kurt Schilling. Post that 38 Studios, since we last did a show, they let go of their entire staff.
And Kurt Schilling may be on the hook for $50 million of his own money.
I don't think he's on the hook for anything.
Oh. He said that. Didn't he say that?
I think he said he spent $50 million of his own money, but
that's what I meant. He's left there holding the holding an empty bag that used to say $50 million on it.
Yeah, the proverbial bag. But yeah, and this was an interesting conversation I had with Ben Gilbert on AIM in regards to this whole thing earlier this week in regards to $75 million and whether or not it's a lot of money.
Wait, what? Wait, say that again? Sorry?
Is $75 a lot of money for a video game studio?
$75 million.
$75 million.
Sorry, to make a game, to make a MMO, it's not. But to make a console game, I would say that's like what a high-level game would cost, right?
I did try to do very simple math on it.
Okay.
They let go close to 400 employees.
Right.
So if you take $75 million over, and this was over 3 years, mm-hmm. so $75 million divided by 1,200, it works out to be about $70,000 per person.
Right.
And that's just, and that's not a salary. That's a cost per person.
Right.
Which is very different because you're not including things like rent, electricity, coffee in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's benefits.
Yeah, a lot of it. It adds up quick.
Sure.
That's not a lot of people
to be making a game.
That's the other question I have is, you know, they laid off 400 people, and I'm like, wow, that's a lot of people for 38 studios. That sounds like a lot of people to me for EA.
That's for the MMO, though, right?
That's for both. That was
big,
both
EA. Big, huge games, and their, yeah. and 38 is 400 people?
400 people.
What was the 1,200 number that you threw out before?
It was over 3 years.
That was for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
3 years.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we don't know how much
money to make a game.
And we don't know how much money they spent to buy Big Huge. And we don't know how much money EA took in the deal with the distribution of Reckoning. Which is why that was the other question people asked a lot was, how do you not make any money if you sold over 1 million copies of your game? Sign a crappy distribution deal. For all we know, EA took 50, 60, 80%. We don't know.
Well, and look, if you sold 1 million copies and the game cost $60,
how many people bought
$75 million to make?
How many?
That's not EA's fault either. Like that's
yeah,
it's the accounting department of 38 here.
Yeah, no,
they didn't do the math right.
They spent too much money. Yeah, well, I mean, look, is it really a huge surprise that a Major League Baseball player is not a great businessman?
But think of all the other.
I would have given $75 million to Bo Jackson.
I would have given $70. He's a good businessman, though.
Who's the guy that got caught with all the weed in the trunk of his car?
Was that Darryl Strawberry?
Which one?
No, the football player, the guy on the Steelers. It was a while ago. He got caught with like 6 pounds of weed in his trunk.
Jerome Simpson got caught with a whole bunch of weed at his house. He was a Bengals player.
Ah, that
everyone on the Bengals has been to prison, though. That's like a prerequisite.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got here, Wombat?
We've got, as I was looking up other things, now I have to go back.
Injustice.
Injustice was announced. I'm looking forward to seeing that at E3. The new DC Comics fighting game made by NetherRealm, the makers of the Mortal Kombat franchise.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. And it's all DC heroes?
It's just DC. Yep. It's not DC versus Mortal Kombat anymore. It's just DC. The costumes that they've shown in the first trailer are kind of gnarly. But
gnarly good or gnarly bad?
Gnarly bad.
Oh,
but I'm willing to overlook that. Yeah,
I thought they were all right.
It's not like they're the worst thing ever. It's just not. I don't know.
I would say they are the Mortal Kombat style equivalent of
Batman
DC
looks,
characters.
Yeah, Batman looks a little Christian Bale-y.
Good,
but you know, it's again I'm
that makes sense, doesn't it?
I guess
I want him to look like Christian Bale.
I'm willing to give this game the benefit of the doubt, but
I'm watching the video right now.
As long as they make it with like the full features that Mortal Kombat 9 had,
that's
like, I don't even care about these DC characters, but I will play that.
Right, right. Yeah,
it won't be as violent. You won't see blood.
Well, that's okay. That's fine. You know what? If they can just throw this game into the like Ship says, into that Mortal Kombat game, the single player stuff too. I mean, that's a home run. They
do the tower
and the story mode. I mean, that's a home run.
If they do that.
If they can do that, it's a home run. Wow.
So
yeah, I'm watching it. It looks cool.
Yeah. They released the first gameplay trailer for Dawn Guard, the Skyrim expansion.
Okay.
It's going to be $20. If it is as good as it really as it looks really cool, as long as it's not like the last one, what was that one? The
$20 seems cheaper than I would expect. Aren't those usually 30?
Well, it depends. You know, they made that one for Shimmering Isles. Was that the one that was for Oblivion? And that one I felt was a little short. It felt kind of flat to me. So if they learn from that and are really making something robust that's more along the lines of like Dragon Age Origins Awakenings,
right?
That would be awesome. It has a really cool, you know, those vampires are pretty sweet looking. So a very different look for the vampires.
Excellent.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Silicon Knights lost its lawsuit to Epic. They owe Epic $4.5 million.
The problem was they were complaining that the Unreal Engine wasn't ready or something.
They were claiming that Epic was withholding parts of the engine, which made them unable to complete Too Human on time.
I'd say if there's one thing that was wrong about Too Human, it wasn't the engine. The engine seemed fine.
Well, the engine isn't the Unreal Engine.
Oh, they wind up not even using it.
It's the whatever it is, the Silicon Knights engine.
Okay. I didn't realize that. Gotcha. Okay. And then there was another lawsuit.
Yeah, the West Zampella settled with Activision outside of court.
Nice.
I have a feeling that no one won this. I know people are already a lot of people on my Twitter are siding with West and Zampella and going with good for them to stick it to Activision, which I find so strange. I don't
know the story, right?
Nobody I don't know the story. And I don't consider West and Zampella small guys. Like, they're not, it's not like little guys sticking it to the man.
Yeah, they're multimillionaires.
It's the man suing the man.
Right. It's multimillionaires suing a publicly
held company. They got paid, what, $450 million over their time at Activision?
The fact is, to have this lawsuit just go on forever is going to cost them millions of dollars, both the people and Activision. So
exactly. And Activision just got all that Diablo money, and they're like, you know what?
Screw it.
You just take it and shut up and leave us alone. And I think
we don't even know if they got any money, do we?
Yeah. Yeah. They settled. When you settle.
Yeah, but it could have been for like next to nothing.
Yeah. Legally, they can't disclose the amount of the settlement.
Gotcha.
Now, there's also the, you know, if West and Zampella were really trying to lower the stock value of Activision at their time there.
Right.
And if that was to come out in a lawsuit, or you could just settle for a nominal fee and just get it done with without having to drag this out and not go to prison, I would take the money.
Right. Yeah, definitely. You don't want to be tied to being sued or suing somebody. It's so stressful. You don't want to be involved with that.
Exactly. I think it's definitely a win for both sides. I don't think there's so I think they're both winners or both losers. And I'm kind of glad that this is over, to be perfectly honest.
Losers.
Losers. Right. They're both losers.
What else we got here? Multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff.
I've been playing some stuff. I got to actually play some stuff this past weekend. I've played several hours of Prototype 2.
Oh, okay.
That's about my feelings on it.
Several hours. I played several hours of the first one, and I got tired of it.
My sealed copy of the first one is on the floor next to me.
Sweet.
It's, I don't know, like, the mechanics are all right. Like, the movement and the combat and everything seems fine. It's just, I hate everyone in this game.
You need the Hulk. If this game just had the Hulk license, you'd probably love it, right?
That could help. Yeah, I mean, I think it desperately needs something. Like, the guy that I'm playing as, like, he's supposed to be sticking up for, like, the civilians or something. But
okay.
I'm murdering so many of them.
Right.
And, like, it doesn't have enough weight story-wise. It just, like, you just go from place to place killing people and then getting more powerful. The only interesting thing really about it is the way that you can, like, take the form of the people that you consume.
Yep, you could do that in the first one.
Yeah, and so you can kind of, there's a little bit of like stealth gameplay in there of like going around and consuming guys and then using their DNA to get into the different facilities and everything.
Are the controls still really just so many controls?
Not so much. I do have some problems, like there's some mini games built in, and there's one where you have to like grab barrels and throw them into an incinerator while guys are hitting you with rocket launchers. Right. And just locking onto the barrels and actually getting him to grab the barrels sometimes is a chore. Like he'll just start grabbing other stuff. So there's a little bit of like a auto lock problem in both like those mini games and the just general combat.
Yeah.
But it's just missing something like
personality.
Yeah. It's 'cause it just feels like, okay, this is like the second rate Infamous or even Crackdown.
Would that game work better if it was a little more gamey? Like if it didn't try to,
like if it was more like Saints Row?
Yeah. Like does the game just try to take itself too serious? I think what I like about Saints Row is that at no point in Saints Row, when I run over an innocent person in Saints Row, I don't feel bad about it because I felt like I just killed someone in a game. If that makes sense.
It's the same thing. It could use some like some Saints Row or some Just Cause, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would go a long way in the prototype. Because the mechanics are sound. It's just like, I don't know. It's just like morally like decrepit. Like it just feels like I don't enjoy playing it.
But, yep. What about... So
that's prototype 2.
What else?
Max Payne 3.
Mm-hmm.
I rented it from Redbox, which is really crappy because if you rent the 360 from Red or the 360 version from Redbox, Max Payne 3 is a 2-disc game, but they only give you one disc.
Sweet.
And that one disc only gets you up to like chapter 6 of the single player, which is the point where he shaves his head.
Yep.
I
just got past that.
And it also includes the multiplayer if you play that. I didn't try any of the multiplayer. My fears of what Max Payne 3 developed by Rockstar would be, like, that's exactly what this product is.
What's the problem?
It's not Max Payne. Like, they get the tone kind of wrong. I don't feel like he has any, like, reason to be killing everybody. Like, he's protecting this family.
Yes.
And they get kidnapped. Like several times within the first
one. Right. It's pretty weird. You'd think they'd be more careful after the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like after they get kidnapped and everything just goes to hell, it just seems like Max Payne would be like, all right, well, I'm out. Like,
so right, is it the usual rock star pretension without substance kind of?
Yes. It's that very much. Like, in the
as opposed to Remedy, which is substance without pretension.
Yes. That's at least the way I get it. I love the way Remedy like does that weird like noir plot and like the characters are just like slightly off and it all has like it almost breaks the fourth wall a lot too in Remedy games. Whereas in Rockstar it's so like depressing and I don't know. Like,
I have a totally different view of the game than you.
Yeah, but the game itself is just like You go into cover. I use the soft aim because the way
so
the game
I.
starts off, it just like says, "What aim do you want to use?" And you're just like, "Well, I don't know. I haven't played it yet." And it's on soft aim, so I guess I'll use soft aim.
Yep.
And that just means you just pop out of cover. You hit the left trigger. It aims at some dude's crotch. You shoot him in the crotch a couple times, and then you just keep doing that to go through the rooms, and then you get a cutscene, and there's a million cutscenes. Like, you play for, like, a couple minutes, and then there's another cutscene.
I don't know. I thought it was all really stylish. I love the death animations. I like when you get killed, how it shows where you're getting shot. It gives you that little cinematic of you getting... So mm-hmm. if you get shot in the eye or like the face, you just see, like, your whole eye getting blown out. You see like this black crater in your face. I mean, I don't know. I like it a lot. I like the. I mean, the story is okay. It's fine. I'm not like in love with the story or in love with the characters, but I do really like the style of the game, the look of the game, the sound of the game. I don't know.
It's got style. I think that's my problem with Rockstar games, which is what Wombat just said. Like, it's got the style, but I don't know. Like, it seems like it has substance, but it just never hooks me.
You didn't like when you were in the soccer stadium and you're like at the top of the really steep staircase and you do the slow motion dive down the staircase?
No, that's probably my favorite level on the first disc was the soccer stadium.
And it looks great.
It does look nice.
The multiplayer is good too. I think the style carries over. All that good stuff carries over. You should give it a shot. But you've already returned it probably.
Well, I played through the first disc. Yeah. That's all I could play.
Right.
And then I got through the first disc and I'm like, I don't really want to go out and buy it.
Right, right. All right. Maybe on PC. Maybe you like it better on PC with a mouse and keyboard. Aha! No.
I don't think I don't think the issue is that the controller is... too... I don't know. Like, I think the problem is I just really liked the style of Max Payne 1 and 2, and that's kind of carried over into Alan Wake. And this is something different.
Gotcha. He still sort of chats to himself, though, Max, when he's walking around.
He does, but the writing isn't as sharp.
That's true. It's a little forced, that part.
Yeah.
He doesn't have much to say.
Yeah, he doesn't have much to say, and it never, like... It just takes itself a little bit too seriously.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'm sorry you didn't like it as much as I did.
And it's a fine game. It's just, I don't know. I was fine with my $2 rental that then got refunded because I complained.
Right. So you got a good, you got a good free rental.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I mean,
what else we got here that you've been playing?
I've been playing Men in Black Alien Crisis.
Oh, we're going to really talk about that.
It's horrible?
It's getting late.
Is it really horrible? Just say if it's horrible or not.
Okay, let me describe it to you real quick. It is a light gun shooter game where you also use cover and you control the player in third person. And there's also stealth levels.
No, it sounds horrible and impossible. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
I wanted to give a shout out to top analyst Shipwreck, who wasn't dead on, but he was fairly close with one of his predictions. He predicted that The Darkness 2 would be under $20
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Okay. So it was $12 at Best Buy this week, and it came out on February 7th. So you did miss your window there, but it was less than 6 months.
I had the right sentiment.
Yeah, you were pretty close. It dropped more than you thought, but just not as quick as you thought. So I'll give that one to you, more or less.
It's a fun game, though.
It's awesome. It's really
good. Have anything to do with the quality. It was just... had to do with how I thought it would sell.
You know things about video games.
Yes.
Sony stuff. So there was some pre-E3 rumors that have come out here. Did either of you guys read about these? The new PlayStation Plus? Or no?
That it's coming to Vita? Is there more to it than that?
I would imagine that it would be coming to that. I don't know. I didn't read this yet. I just saw this the headline.
You just thought the headline looked good, so you threw it on the outline.
Okay, so like cloud services for Vita. For PS Plus subscribers. So, okay, fine. I already have it. And there's also going to supposedly ebooks are coming to Vita. That's the other big thing. Big whoop, I think.
Ebooks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I don't think that's going to be a big hit for the Vita.
I really don't think many people are looking to read books on their Vita.
That target audience is pretty different than those who are reading books.
How about some games? How about we get some games on this thing? There should be games available to download that aren't just PSP games. Yeah, there's some Vita games, but I mean, there should be more than what is available at this point, I think.
Right.
There hasn't been much since launch. Like, launch was pretty strong, I would say. And then since then, you've had MLB. You've had Mortal Kombat was really good, and... Gravity Rush, I guess, is going to come out and be pretty good. But other than that, there hasn't been much since launch.
Gotcha. All right. Where are we here? Sorry, I just lost.
We're on to Microsoft, and there's this new bundle coming out.
Okay.
The 250 gig console bundle with Forza 4, and I guess it's the wireless.
The speed wheel, they call it.
The U wheel.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, and the wheel's pretty. It's not bad, actually. I mean, it's not as serious as using the as accurate as using the controller, but if you have a kid, I think your kid can have a lot of fun with the wireless wheel. And Forza is obviously awesome. And let's see.
I tried the Steel Battalion demo. Did you guys try that?
I didn't. How is it? I'm curious, sort of. It can't be good, can it?
So this Steel Battalion is a game that you play with both the controller and the Kinect.
Oh, I did not know that.
So it's I want to say it's got some interesting ideas, but the Kinect was not very responsive when I was using it.
Right.
But it's that same kind of realism that was in the last Steel Battalion that came with the big controller on Xbox.
Does it have as many buttons?
It doesn't have as many buttons because you're just using the controller, but it has all these different actions you can perform because you're in first person inside this tank. And so you have three other guys that are in this tank with you, and you can swipe your hand on the screen.
I can high-five the other guys?
You can. One guy asks you for a fist bump.
No.
Yeah, so there's that, and you can kind of look around to see what those guys are doing there and talk to them and everything. But then there's also all of these different screens that you can reach out and grab to pull towards you to access different weapon functions or turn on different systems and everything.
Ooh, like Minority Report.
Kind of, but they're physical in the game. So you're reaching out to grab a handle and then pulling it towards you to bring the screen towards you.
Does it work?
And then it works. It's just, it works as far as a Kinect works. It's one or two reaches and then you're kind of grabbing it and then it locks on and then it works. Mm. So you're sitting down playing it and you're doing all this stuff sitting down and you can put your hands forward and you lean up to look out the view window. And then if you stand up, you can open up the hatch to the top of the tank and look out and rotate around to see what's going on outside of the tank. And by tank, I mean, it's like a mech.
Sounds like a lot of work and it sounds like it's not going to really function properly.
It sounds like a lot of work. I can see people kind of getting into it because it is kind of cool too to be doing all this stuff. And then you're walking around with the controller and shooting and everything. It's kind of cool, but at the same time, it's I don't know if the technology is quite there yet with Kinect to make it what it needs to be.
For a game like this, yeah.
Yeah, but it has potential. I'll say that.
Okay, fair enough.
I think you have a Kinect. You could try it out.
I like to pretend I don't have a Kinect.
I kept meaning to download the demo, but then I didn't.
Right. I think playing Saints Row is a better use of your time.
I agree 100 wholeheartedly 100%.
All right. Well, with that bombshell, I think it's time to wrap things up so Wombat can go to sleep and be beautiful for E3. Let's give another shout out to GoDaddy.com. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG Domain. It's GoDaddy.com for your domain registrations and web hosting needs. And follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck. You're going to want to follow us on Twitter for all the exciting E3 updates, like what pants I'm buying. And
the food I ate off of Shipwreck's plate.
Right. How many times Shipwreck has slapped Wombat's hand from grabbing french fries off his plate. So I guess the next time you'll hear from us will be at E3. We plan on doing a lot of audio booze. But you'll be able to see everything right from the front page of CAG. So you won't have to dig around for our awesome E3 coverage.
We're going to do some videos too, but those won't get posted until after E3 because it's pretty much impossible for us to upload anything at E3.
We could do, here's the only thing that we could do, I think, at E3. If we record video on the iPhone and can get it to a Wi-Fi at the convention center, and they're short, and if they're short videos, like, you know, under 5 minutes, then we could probably upload them at the convention center, at the media room. Other than that, it's going to be hard.
And I may or may not be wearing pants in them.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And doing crystal meth.
Pantsless, doing crystal meth.
Wow, how do you do crystal meth? Let's say you wanted to do crystal meth.
Well, first I had to find the dad for Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay.
And then he has to give me some crystal meth.
Right. How do you do it though?
I have no idea.
Do you inject it?
I'm not really a needle guy.
No. Good for you. You smoke it. You're lucky.
Yeah. Definitely Sweet. Smoke it.
All right. So get ready for Wombat's crazy E3 broadcast while he's high on crystal meth in California. It's going to be awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you next week virtually.
Meth's done.
Successfully clean. Successfully clean. You're not fully clean unless you're successfully clean.
Do I look clean to you? Surprise. I'm not fully clean unless I'm zestfully clean. Soap leaves a sticky film on you that won't rinse away, but zest rinses you fully clean.
Zestfully, zest.